Hello, and welcome to a Vashon Minute, where we take a moment to focus on one island issue or one island person at a time. Opinions expressed on this show are those of the participants alone and do not reflect the opinions of anyone officially associated with Voice of Vashon. I'm Susan McCabe, your host for this episode, where we're going to celebrate an island institution. DramaDoc, Vashon's community theater company, is about to start its 49th season. And it's not your grandpa's theater company. To tell us the story of DramaDoc today and yesterday, I am joined by two of the company's most recent additions, Lisa Peretti, Artistic Director, and Stephen Stern, Managing Director. Welcome to you both. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. It's wonderful.
Thank you, Susan.
So I want to start by congratulating you on 49 seasons. I know you two aren't responsible for that history, but tell me, how did DramaDoc differ today from 49 years ago?
It was started by a group of wonderful people who just wanted to make theater in the community. And that was, and we were the only theater company in town back then. That's 1976, 1977. And, you know, what it wasn't that professionals weren't leading it. Trish Lopez was a wonderful theatrical agent in Seattle. And then Lou Hetler from Cornish College for the Arts came along eventually. But it was about just getting people up on stage and doing theater together on Vashon. That was the whole thing. And it was all volunteer. Like, it was a big deal when they decided, oh my gosh, we're going to start paying the director $100 to, you know, and then thus it went on. And then it became different people led it. But it was always kind of led by committee. There was occasional people who led it for the larger children's musicals, family musicals. And then, you know, these generations, you know, move away or pass. Because we're talking, you know, we're going into our 49th year in 2025.
Yeah.
And now I would say since the pandemic, which kind of almost shut us down, then we rebuilt it. That's when I was appointed artistic director. And I just had a different idea of how I work, but it wasn't because of I don't want to do community theater necessarily. It's just that I have never done community theater. I'm a professional theater person, and so I created theater that I understood how to do, be it small, but you know, you can be small and do good work. So my goal was just to do that and to create different partnerships and bring people along as the post pandemic world and. You know, who's out there now, you know, who's available, you know, you're just kind of finding your way. But as we do that, we are now in a different place.
You are indeed. One of the things I've noticed is that DramaDoc has a thriving administrative organization. How did that come about and when? Stephen?
Well, my understanding is that the board and Lisa decided they wanted to hire a managing director. They went out and wrote a grant application and received a grant to cover 2 years of paying a managing director. And once that was secured, they had an interview process, and my family was in the process of moving to Vashon. I knew we were going to come, and so I applied.
That was lucky that you were actually moving here at the time. Tell us a little bit about your theater background, Stephen.
Well, I have an MFA in directing from the University of Washington School of Drama, which I received in 1987. I was very active in Fringe Theater in Seattle for the few years after that. I had a long hiatus where I did no theater, then started working again because my children were in elementary school, and the elementary school said we need an after-school drama program. So we set that up at Greenwood Elementary. I ran it until my kids were out of elementary school, and somewhere along the way I got the bug and started auditioning again. I acted in a short film that a friend made. I started trying out for plays, and I've been working very steadily in theater as an actor and a director in Seattle since then. And one of the things about Vashon that really appealed was the very vibrant theater scene here between DramaDoc, Vashon Rep, 1448 Vashon, and all the other work being done.
Yeah, one of the things that I've noticed the two of you have done is to collaborate and work with other theater companies on the island. How do you see that working for the island and how do you see it working, period?
I would love to speak to that because it's really a passion of mine. Mm-hmm. I think that we look at Vashon, I think the music scene here, the visual art scene, these are the kind of the things that most people on Vashon know about. Even though I was drawn to the theater scene here, I don't think it's the first art form that Vashonites think of. But I think if the theaters work together, share resources, talk to each other about calendaring, making sure that we all have the resources we need to do our seasons, there's enough talent here and enough drive and enough work being done that in time, if we work together, I think we can get people out of their houses and away from their TVs and to the theater on Vashon. I mean, it's really a very good theater scene.
Do you anticipate that this is a theater scene that could draw people from off-island?
Well, it does. I mean, many of our shows do. I know Vashon Repertory Theater's production of Edgar Sawtelle, the night that I saw it, mm-hmm. opening night, I think more than half of the house was from off-island. People love to come to Vashon. If we play our cards right, yes, I think our productions can draw people from Seattle and Tacoma.
I mean, I think that also remains to be seen, but I think that's something that we should continue building that bridge. And I think that also is more of a seasonal thing. I think when is it within the calendar year, excuse me, that people would be more likely to be here and want something to do. And if they want something to do, going to the theater on an evening is a great thing, you know. Make it part of their weekend if they're not islanders.
Well, and theater on Vashon is generally more affordable than it is
definitely
in Seattle or Tacoma, for that matter.
Yep, that's also true.
Yeah, I see this as a real boon to tourism on Vashon, which, as some folks are unhappy to know, is our actual only economic development, only industry on the island. Tourism.
Is tourism.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's actually true. Yeah, when you think about it.
The two cideries don't count for anything.
Well, all ships rise with good theater, good music, good performances of any kind, good reasons for people to come here. Everybody on the island benefits from that. All the businesses do. So when does your 49th season launch and with what production?
Our first production of the season is Gruesome Playground Injuries by Rahiv Joseph, which is February 21st through 23rd at the Open Space Black Box. It's going to be an intimate show. It's a beautiful, tasty, dark comedy.
That's a good description.
Not all that gruesome, and people don't get injured on stage, but they might show signs of having been injured. But it's a beautiful little play about love and need and the enduring quality of friendship.
Oh, that sounds fabulous. February
21st. 23rd.
At the Open Space Black Box. So do you have the rest of the season set? What might it be, Lisa?
Yeah, so our calendar year goes from January to December. So that's our Gruesome Playground Injuries in February. Then in May, we have a one-act festival. So we're wanting to explore new work, and we would like to produce things rather than I love that readings happen too, but we thought if we bit off smaller productions and then could encourage other writers and other directors to kind of deepen that bench, that might be interesting. So we're trying that. So it's going to be, actually we're hoping Stephen will be curating that festival. So it'll be, we're taking play submissions for that, and so it'll be four or five, maybe more, one-act plays each evening. I mean, not different ones, but we'll repeat the same ones. So that's right now, it's scheduled for May.
How do people submit their plays?
They email their scripts to me, stephen@dramadoc.org. 10-minute to 55-minute plays, depending on what we get for submissions. We may program three, we may program four or five. Just depends on how many of them are 10 minutes and how many are 55.
And we want to encourage island writers.
Yeah.
Particularly.
Yeah.
And writers of all ages. Mm-hmm. I would love to have a student-written play.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
And some old people.
Yes.
I'm very confident that we will cover that base. But yes, we want that too.
You've been staging some productions that are more contemporary, more innovative than have been in Drama Doc's history. How have you made these choices? How has your board worked with you on that?
Well, I don't know that the board's actually worked with us on actually what we choose as far as the creative side of things, like the artistic decisions. But Stephen came on board, and I don't have the same taste in plays generally, but we both love a good play, and we like doing theater. So, you know, when something's suggested, if it's just a little bit different, a little bit evocative, I wanted to pick like the Disney play we did last year, which was just I was interested in how it used language and the type of piece it was.
Mm-hmm, very interesting.
And so as a director, that's interesting to me. I'm kind of a language buff. I like language and how it's used and things. And then, Stephen really, last year's season, really had loved Hatmaker's Wife for years. And thankfully, it was a role that he was also in it and suited, a really wonderful role for him. Gave us an opportunity to, that's another thing about us. We're kind of an opportunity theater. We kind of want to create opportunity for people. And so that was Samantha Sherman's chance to direct that play. Yeah, that's kind of how we choose, but we run things by the board, and they help us, stay on mission, and they support us. But you know, ultimately the decision is with the creative team.
DramaDoc has been known over time for musicals. Are there any musicals in the upcoming season?
Yes, in August we're going to do Sister Act.
Oh, fun!
So, yeah, we have so many wonderful people, but we want to get, there's lots of female performers who sing on the island, I think, of all ages. And that show has lots of, sort of young adult, teenage, and all the way up to older women who can play the nuns. And so that's going to be fun. And we've got, that'll be in the third week of August. So a big summer show at VCA. So that'll be fun. And it will have a big marketing run up to it. Just lots of crazy stuff running, because it's a fun show. So yeah, that's our big musical. They're expensive to do, but that's what we're going to do this
year. They are, yeah. All right. So DramaDoc is not your grandpa's theater company anymore. You corrected me when we first started off the air. You wanted me to call it DramaDoc Theater Company, not DramaDoc Community Theater. What does that mean? What's the difference?
Well, I think we still draw from our community, so it isn't that. But I think we pay people now. There is that. We pay our staff. We pay those who make the theater, the leader, the creative teams. The actors usually get a stipend, to make stuff happen. I just don't think we're in the days of everybody volunteering to put on a show anymore, and then the company being run by a group of fun-loving people. That's kind of the DramaDoc of the past, and that's not really what it is anymore. It just isn't. So the board and our governance and our fundraising and our grant, right, all that kind of stuff. It's shored up more. It's just a little bit more, what would I say? I don't want to say legitimate, because that kind of doesn't sound good for what the for what the past has been. But done, the way a nonprofit should be run.
So
really,
where's the money coming from? Where does your funding come from now?
We have individual donors. We have season sponsors. We have grants that we get. We just, like Vashon Rep, we got good news from the For Culture Sustained Support grant people yesterday.
Yes.
That's going to make the next 3 years a lot less stressful, isn't it?
Yes.
And then we sell tickets. We also give tickets away. We have a campaign to give away as many tickets as we can through the Senior Center to make sure that everybody on the island has a chance to see theater. I think that we'll expand our donated tickets program next year. So if anyone listening has a nonprofit and they want donated theater tickets, shoot me an email and we will get you on the list. But we get our funding the same way most nonprofits get theirs: donations, event sales, and grants.
We're talking with Lisa Peretti and Stephen Stern from the new, shiny new DramaDoc, which is launching its 49th season this January. We're about out of time. One last comment, short. What do you see in DramaDoc's future?
I see a lot of collaboration and participation, and I think deepening the chances for people to be involved and to grow into theater, because we want the next generation to be coming up behind us. That's a really big thing. That's what I would like to see across the theater community, not just DramaTalk. But I think if the companies play their cards right and cooperate and kind of think about that, we'll have a lot of sustainability that's really exciting, and be able to do the creative work that we want to do. That would be great.
Very exciting. Thank you both for being here, and thank you both for the work that you've been doing to embellish and grow theater here on our tiny little creative island. And thank you, dear listener, for joining us. I'm Susan McCabe, your host for A Vashon Minute. And let me just mention that Voice of Vashon is independent, community-owned radio, and they're doing a fund drive right now, their Old Man Winter fund drive. And if you want to keep it around, please donate. Thanks for listening.